My Life Today, November 2. Loins Girt About with Truth, Equipped for Victory. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. It is when we walk in the light that shines upon us, obeying the truth that is open to our understanding, that we receive greater light. We cannot be excusable in accepting only the light which our fathers had 100 years ago. We want the truth on every point, and we are to put it in practice daily. The whole mind and soul should become imbued with the truth, that you may be a living representation of Christ. God would have you filled with His Holy Spirit, endowed with power from on high. Labor not to become great men, but labor rather to become good and perfect men, showing forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. God calls for Calebs and Joshuas, fearless, single-hearted men, who will work with faith and courage. If the truth of God be not deep-rooted in the heart, you cannot stand the test of temptation. There is only one power that can keep us steadfast under the most trying circumstances, the grace of God in truth. The ungodly are lynx-eyed to mark every inconsistency and prompt to pour contempt on the weak and halting ones. Let the youth make their mark high. Let them seek in humble prayer for that help which Christ has promised, that they may exert an influence upon others, that they will not be ashamed to meet in the great day of final settlement and rewards. Those who have exemplified the loftiest Christian principles in every department of business and religious life will have the inexpressible advantage, for they will enter the paradise of God as conquerors.